Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Suri. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Kim Crickon. I'm calling from Ulster Federal Credit Union. And one of my members has a pending charge on his account from your company for 1998. And he's not sure what it is. Are you able to give me any more information on what the charge is for?
I can give more information once I pull up an account. But do you have him with you?
No, I don't.
Well, do you
he
have
lives in Florida. Yes, I do. I'm his financial institution. He's our cardholder.
Well, can I have his zip code?
34606.
And what's his first and last name?
Ralph Reister, R-I-E-S-T-E-R.
Can you please confirm his shipping address?
6489 Rolling Green Drive, Spring Hill, Florida.
So he purchased two fitness watches, replaced color strap also. It looks like
It. Two fitness, so they were the actual watches or the straps?
They were two actual watches and then replacement straps also.
And replacement?
And also.
Okay.
And also some earbuds that tried to go through but didn't go through.
Okay. Now,
and a lifetime warranty.
And do you have an email address?
His email address is rreisterinspections@gmail.com.
Gmail. Okay. Just give me a little more information. Okay, so the charge for 1998 is pending. What was the charge that got that was refused, the additional charge?
Yes, I can give you that information. Give me 1 minute.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'm sorry. What charge was you asking about?
You had said that he ordered two fitness watches, replacement straps, and earbuds.
Oh, okay. So
the 1998 was approved, but what was the second charge that was
The $497 was the watch. The other $597 was the watch. The $2899 was the earbuds that tried to go through. And
that was $2899.
Yes.
You said was the earbuds. All right. So $597 was a watch. The $497 was a watch. Okay, $2899 was earbuds, but that was declined.
$1995 was a lifetime warranty.
That's the lifetime warranty. Okay.
And 1998 was the replacement straps for the watch.
Okay. And were these items shipped out yet?
Let me see. They have shipped.
And they shipped to the address that I gave you, the 6489 Rolling Green Drive?
Correct.
And can you tell me what day they shipped?
No, I can't.
Okay. Do you have a tracking number I can give him?
Yes.
Okay.
You ready?
Please.
9200.
Okay.
1902.
Okay.
8077.
8077. Okay.
400.
Okay.
55.
Okay.
9351.
Okay.
7.
Okay. Now, do you know, I appreciate that, thank you. Do you know, was this part of like a survey, or do you know how this came to be?
I don't know how he filled out this order, but we do have surveys where they can get to this website. We have ads. There's plenty of ways to get to it, but we did note on our website that it's also a 14-day trial that started from the date of the order. So he's not even done with the trial, but at the end of the trial, he's going to have to pay for the two watches in full price and also just the two watches in full price, and that's it.
And what would those charges be after the 14-day trial?
Um, $43.98.
And that would be a piece or for both?
It would, a piece.
Okay. And then it goes like on a monthly?
No.
Oh, and that's it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were verification emails sent to him that you
yes.
know of?
Yes,
okay.
There was a verification that he didn't make the order, and there was a verification that the order has shipped. But as far as the explaining the 14-day trial and the full price of it, all of that was on the same page he ordered on.
Okay, so basically the terms and conditions were on the website.
Correct.
You don't happen to know what the website is, do you?
No, because there's so many. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. I've dealt with this before. Okay. I appreciate all this information. And if he has any questions, I can just give him this number to call you back?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
And I thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.